Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Another day that the Lord has made, and may the Lord bless you, keep you safe, give you some comfort, and appreciate you joining us today. I got the first warning from someone in the radio business about my career because of the things we're talking about and the way that we talk about them that I've been sharing with you now for 3 weeks, that I'm concerned about my ratings. And ratings have been great, by the way, fantastic. We had another report out. I forgot to tell you that, and thank you for that. But I continue to worry. But I can only tell you what I'm seeing. And what I'm seeing is now it's gone from swindledom into something worse than that. The state of Pennsylvania, and this is according to Phil Kirpin. Phil is a writer in Washington, D.C., very smart guy. He is at the Americans for Prosperity, communications guy there. He's done some data analysis just using public data. Here's some numbers for you. The state of Pennsylvania has more COVID deaths over age 100 than under age 45. Now, how many people make it to 100 years old? They've got more deaths over the age of 95 than under the age of 60. They've got more deaths over 85 than under 80. These trends continue all around the country. Massachusetts has 3,718 deaths 80 and above, 62.6%, and just under 2,220 under 80. So 880 deaths under 70, that's more than four times as many deaths over 80 as under 70. This is a virus, and we've been talking about this forever, that targets older, well, it doesn't target, it affects older Americans. These are the groups of people that for the past 8 weeks, we could have been sheltering. We could have been saying to them, you are in a really high risk group, please act accordingly, and treating them like the born free Americans they are. And saying to them, this is the data. You guys are at risk for this if you're in these age groups. And let folks decide. You know, my mom is in this age group. And her decision is to continue to live. Her decision is to continue to visit friends and continue to play pickleball. Because that's who she is as a human being. She's aware that she's in the age risk group. You know, and out of respect for my sister, who's a medical person, we've engaged in careful behaviors around my mom. I do that out of respect for my sister, not because I particularly concur, but because I respect my sister and I love my sister dearly. You're just listening to Matt Wright, or just listening to Fox News. It is controversial that the president's doctor gave him a drug. That's controversial. You have the state of, what did they say, Minnesota, Michigan, that's decided all of a sudden it can do 100% mail-in ballots. And there's nothing to worry about there, right? Because certainly in Washington state, we don't have any reason at all to worry about our mail-in voting, right? Right.
So we have a very strong and robust team across the state of Washington. All of us have to be leaders because the more people that are leaders, the less people who are going to be victims.
We believe that our city, our state is best when we stand together.
This is what we have to do to save lives and to get over to the other side of this pandemic.
So you know about the massive numbers of people who have had their unemployment benefits stolen. My wife talked to three people yesterday in Washington state who found out they've had their unemployment benefits stolen. But thank God that we are our mail-in voting thing. That can't be scammed. Don't worry about that. They can hackers can get in and steal people's unemployment at a huge clip. There are state representatives who are warning about this on their Facebook pages. They're getting calls from people saying people have gotten this in my name. But understand, our mail-in voting system with no ID check, that's rock solid. That can't, people can get your Social Security number and get in and steal your unemployment or your COVID-19 payment, COVID-19 debt check to you that's been borrowed from China and printed. They can do that. But it's impossible for them to get your signature. They couldn't ever get into a public database, let's say your driver's license, and get your signature. That couldn't happen. So they could never even get something approximating your signature to fake your ballot. They couldn't go through and steal your ballots. And, you know, the duplicate ballots that get set out, don't worry, those never get counted. Incidentally, I'm going to be testing the Washington State ballot system. I am. And man, I hope I do not get in trouble for this, because this could be the one where Sideshow Bob really has a way to get at me. Now, you know what Jay Inslee likes to say about numbers and math and no, not data. We've been hearing that too much. But you know that Jay Inslee likes to say this.
I don't make stuff up. I don't have phony math.
Is that right, Jay Inslee? The Freedom Foundation has discovered that Washington State is overcounting coronavirus deaths. Overcounting them. Now, isn't it fascinating that just like in global warming, just like in the global cooling, warming, acid rain, the weather scam, the errors always trend towards alarmism. I have never heard a report. I don't think you've ever heard a report of so-called scientists coming back and saying, whoops, oh, it's worse than we thought. Wow, this rounding error we made here, it actually made it look like the Earth was, that the Earth was warmer. No, it's always that they made it look like the Earth was cooler. That's always the way the data goes. It's always trending towards alarmism. Go back and look at the data that we were given about COVID-19. None of the errors made it look less serious. All the errors continue to make it look more serious. And yeah, there's perverse incentives. There's money. You get more money for COVID deaths. The Washington State Department of Health, it appears, has been counting the COVID deaths up by 13%. We have 13% fewer deaths than they've been reporting, according to the Freedom Foundation. And as I'm reading this, it seems to me that that's maybe even an undercount of how much this has been overstated. Isn't that weird that this is now in Washington State? It's the Freedom Foundation that's brought this to you. That used to be the Evergreen Freedom Foundation, but now they're a national organization. How fascinating that it's not the media that's brought us to this. Isn't that interesting? So what they're doing, and you probably know this. I mean, what you're doing is if you had previously tested positive for COVID-19, but didn't have the virus listed anywhere on their death certificate, you make up 13% of deaths in Washington State. And it was just Monday or so that Jay Inslee announced that we had our 1,000th COVID-19 death. No, he didn't. Nope. I would think that the media would want to go fact check this, because I would think at some point the Washington State media would get tired of being lied to by Jay Inslee.
I got probably the most transparent administration in our state's history, and I'm proud of that.
No, you misstated this. You didn't misstate it. You were given these numbers by the Department of Health. Incidentally, did you see this? The Washington State Emergency Response Team, I think this is with the Department of Health, they took a picture on Monday. I got to find this. They took a picture on Monday of their staff. They were remembering. Yes, it was Monday, because they were remembering the anniversary of Mount St. Helens. They took this picture of their control room. It's probably not the Department of Health. It's probably the Department of Natural Resources or something, but it's one of the emergency, you know, centers for Washington State. And they have their, you know, computer displays. And in case stuff goes wrong, they're the people who get in and help us. They're all fine people. None of them were wearing masks. Not a single one of them was wearing masks. So why am I getting a warning about my radio career? Well, because this stuff I'm doing here, this is conspiracy talk. What I'm doing with you right now, sharing verified numbers, sharing what the Freedom Foundation has found out, which is a well-considered think tank and activist organization. And I can continue to go through the numbers. And where are the numbers coming from? They're coming from government sources. And in this case, it's Phil Kirpin doing the work that the media isn't. Michigan, only 22% of cases in Michigan, but 69% of Michigan deaths are 70 plus. Just under 5% are under 40. More than eight times as many Michigan COVID deaths over 80 as under 40. The point being that we've been saying for 6 or 7 weeks, the rest of us can get back to work. Older Americans can make their own decisions. They're adult human beings. They've made it to the age of 70. Yeah, hey, listen, I've made it to 52. You've made it to your age. We can make our own decisions about whether we're going to stay inside or not, whether we're going to shelter in place. But the media doesn't seem interested in that. Later in the show, we're going to talk with Mike from Power Alley Fitness. There's an update to his story. So we'll I want to give you this update, but I want you to know that that Sideshow Bob continues to display the fact that there are two Washington states. Sideshow is absolutely bent on just destroying gyms. He's saying that they constitute a health risk. Did you hear the numbers I just gave you? And Sideshow Bob wants to pretend that these folks constitute a health risk. This is from Q13.
This morning, Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson just announced lawsuits against two gyms operating in violation of the governor's stay home, stay healthy order. The lawsuits are claiming right now Northwest Fitness Company in Puyallup and PA Fitness in Arlington have received several warnings that staying open is endangering the public health. Also accused of engaging in unfair business practices by opening while competitors remain closed, violating the Consumer Protection Act. Ferguson has given both businesses one more chance to avoid paying fines.
A health risk. No, they're not. They're not a health risk. That's a lie. And it's not unfair labor practices in the case of Power Alley Fitness. Mike's employees wanted to go back to work. They don't want the unemployment checks, even though the unemployment checks pay a lot of people more. It's a lie. It's not unfair labor. They wanted to go back to work. They voluntarily wanted to. So that's a lie. Bob Ferguson is lying. It's not a health risk. Power Alley Fitness is at risk to no one's health, period. Now, the pressure that Ferguson can put on these gyms, and Mike is going to address this, because I think Fergie has picked the wrong guy. I think Sideshow has picked the wrong person to mess with here, because I think there's a backup plan. If one of these gyms closes or the other closes, I think there might be a backup plan. I think Bob might be really, really busy playing whack-a-mole with some of these gyms. And we're going to put up the fundraiser for Power Alley Fitness so they can fight this battle up on the Facebook page. But you just go through what this business did and compare it to Costco. Do you get your temperature taken when you go into Costco? Has Costco cut its inventory by 50%? Do the customers in Costco have to walk around with a disinfectant bottle? I know they're wearing masks, but masks are ineffective. You got your hands, you got your glove, you got the hard surfaces that you touch. Target, any of these other places, the abortionist facilities, the buses, there is simply no argument to be made. You cannot make the argument that Power Alley Fitness or these gyms that have taken the CDC-blessed behaviors are health risks. Bob Ferguson is lying about this. And in terms of unfair competition, no, it's not. That's not true either. Because the other gyms could choose to open. They choose to be afraid of Bob Ferguson because Bob Ferguson acts in lawless, thuggish ways. This is lawlessness. There is no medical emergency in Washington State. It does not exist. In a disease, a virus that is not a serious medical risk to over 99% of us, not a serious medical risk. This is a disease that targets older people. It doesn't target them, but it is more harmful to older people. So the two Washington states continue to be on display. There are the friends of Fergie, the buses, the transit systems, the choo-choo trains. They're open. And I saw the fact. Yes, I saw it. I saw it. I can feel you guys saying this. Did you see that Trump gave $160 million to Sound Transit? He didn't. Elaine Chao did. And this just goes to how embedded the deep state is. Deep state's not just the intelligence services that tried to, kneecap President Trump. In fact, kneecapped him, but tried a soft coup. The deep state goes to people like Pete Rogoff, the so-called CEO of Sound Transit. Pete is completely mobbed up in Washington, D.C. He knows how to go tap that money. Even as Sound Transit lies, you talk unfair labor practices. Well, hey, Bob, Sound Transit people don't want to work right now. Some of the operators are saying they're afraid of getting the COVID-19 that the media here has been panic pimping. Hey, Bob, isn't that unfair labor practice? Hey, Bob, isn't the fact that Sound Transit gets to remain open? Aren't they putting people at risk, Bob? And $160 million flows in to this slush fund and scam. But again, we already know Sound Transit gets to break the law. The car tabs are illegal. They have been since the day they were born. They get to break labor or lobbying laws. Sound Transit spends taxpayer money and gives them to two illegal lobbying groups, Mass Transit Now and Transportation Choices Coalition. They're lobbyists. They're not registered as lobbyists, so it's illegal for them to lobby, and yet they do it. So Sideshow Bob is once again displaying the two Washington states. Now, we've been hearing so much about people who've been victimized in this unemployment fraud. This is why I call Bob Ferguson Sideshow Bob from Q13 on how to protect yourself from the unemployment fraud that's running rampant in Washington state.
More people file for unemployment benefits in our state. The number of fraudulent claims has also skyrocketed. Between March and April, the state estimates it paid out more than $1.5 million to scammers.
So Sideshow is obsessed with crushing businesses who do not bend the knee. Sorry. I know I'm going to get more warnings about my career. This is what these businesses are doing, and they know it. They're bending the knee. And look, I get it. I totally get it. That business is your life. You have I've built and sold businesses. I've built and lost businesses. I know what it is for it to be your life. I know what it is to be having a birthday at my mom's, you know, cabin with the whole family there. Meanwhile, I'm trapped in the bunkhouse making business calls on my birthday. I know what that's like when my family's in eating birthday cake and opening my presents and I'm in on the phone doing business because it had to be done. So I understand. I'm not blaming you for bending the knee. But this is what businesses are doing, but it's stopping. Friday, America's Back Open for Business is a group that's organized a national effort, Stand Up, Be Counted. Friday, you announced the shutdown is over. The fact is this, the shutdown is over when you say it's over. If all the businesses open up, Sideshow can't sue everybody. And this is where we're at. I saw that Jay Inslee has decided to employ his royal grace on Spokane. They can open. They can do that. Now, speaking of the unemployment fraud that Sideshow Bob is just not interested in looking into because he's busy just crushing people. Remember this? We talked to a gentleman named Logan Churchwell. Talk to us about how many ballots, mail-in ballots, go missing every single year. Since our unemployment's easily hackable, could it be that our ballot system is also hackable?
In that 2018 election, over 10 million ballots across the nation were sent to the post office and never heard from again. And officials have no idea what happened to them.
Gee, what could have happened to them? He also talked to us about how many ballots got lost in the 2016
For every vote
election.
That Hillary Clinton won over Donald Trump in the national popular vote contest. Two more ballots went missing in the nation in 2016. That's the scale we're operating on, nationally speaking.
But don't worry, everything's cool. Nationally, people are beginning to just totally rebel. And it's the state of Michigan. State of Michigan, and God forbid, I just pray that doesn't happen. But if there is going to be violence, it's going to happen in the state of Michigan. Because those people are done. You heard them screaming outside the Capitol. They have shut down the Capitol. That Whitman, or that Whitmer, the governor there, she is tripling down. She went on one of the comedian shows, and the comedian said, "Hey, I'm hanging out with the wit." They're trying to make her a star because the comedians want to see violence. They want to see societal upset. They're part of the uniculture of scientism, of starism, of statism, of leftism. So they're trying to make this woman out to be a great big star, and her people in Michigan hate her. This is the shutdown. The AG shut down a Shady's restaurant, and rural Americans are just done with this.
Employees hand us the go menu. If you guys want to take them home with you, if you guys want to order something, and hang out, you certainly can. I think we can bring pop and water out here. If you guys want something, I do appreciate your support more than anybody will ever know. I promise you, this is a fight for everybody. This is a fight for the resort owners. This is a fight for the small businesses, you guys. This is what we're here for. We need you guys, and thank you very much. Thank you.
No more customers inside. That's it. Shady's Restaurant. No more customers inside. Shut down. And people are standing up. But meanwhile, just compare. You compare the rallies in Olympia, the stand-up day tomorrow. You compare these gyms opening. There's three businesses in Spokane that are open. There are two of them are restaurants. One of them is a coffee shop. Businesses are doing this around the state. And what does Seth Meyers do? He brings on the governor of Michigan and calls her, your rapper name is what? It's the what?
But you had a local Detroit rapper refer to you as Big Gretch. Is it safe to assume that Big Gretch is your favorite of the two?
I never knew how fond I could become of a Braves like Big Gretch, but I dig it.
It's very good. And I should say one of the many great Michigan exports is rap music. So it is high praise to be called Big Gretch by a Detroit rapper.
And the talking about her going on SNL.
I wonder if it's surreal to watch when you see yourself on Saturday Night Live being portrayed by one of the cast members. You had the wonderful Cecily Strong play you. What was your review of that moment?
It was funny, but I have to tell you, I love Canada, but I drink Michigan beer, not Labatt's.
Of course.
This was a humanize her interview. This was a make her warm interview. This was outreach from her people to Seth Meyers saying, hey, listen, we're having some problems. Can you help show the human side of this governor? This is what it was done. That is collusion. That's what they're doing. It's part of the uniculture. Scientists are never, ever bribable. They can never be persuaded by emotion. They have no agenda. Hollywoodism, you know what that is. Statism and leftism. It makes up a uniculture that is splitting America in half. It's this. People who are done and they're ready for their liberties back and they're going to take them back, or people who say stay the blank home from their mansions. Todd Herman Show. Todd Herman Show coming up about 15 minutes. Not even that, about 13 minutes. There is a piece of news so shocking about what the governor has done in the past month. It hasn't made the splash it should make. Speaking of that, you know the informedparentsofwashington.com website? You can still go there and find places. There are still people who are gathering signatures for the referendum to put the perverse pornographic sex ed curricula up on the ballot. InformedParentsWashington.com. They have something going called 10 More. If folks have gathered, if they've signed the signatures, if they've signed the referendum, all they're asking for is you helping to get 10 more people to sign. That's all. And this will be an opportunity to do something unbelievably dramatic, because during Jay Inslee's shutdown and his shutdown swindle, they're betting you will not go out and sign these referendums to put this perverse sex ed curricula back on the ballot. Please go to informedparentsofwashington.com. Please find a place where you can sign these. There are people who will drive to your home and give you the referendum. There's that much passion behind this, and there should be, because this sex ed bill, it's a perversity. The bill isn't, but the curricula is a perversity. And I will debate anyone on that. We can do it on video. I'll just go through and teach the lessons. So that's coming up. We'll get into that. How deep is the uniculture? Now, I want you to think about this phrase, uniculture. This is really what we're battling. Is I step back and really look at what is so disturbing about what has happened with the excuse of COVID-19. What has happened is we've revealed in the United States that we conservatives, we small government, big people, you know what? We're up against a uniculture. Conservatives are not a uniculture. there are conservatives who are interventionists that it's, hey, let's go, we are the world's cop. Let's be pragmatic. We're going to go out and we're going to have foreign wars. There are conservatives who are isolationists. Let's not do that. There are conservatives who say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to go big into the social issues, so-called. Then there's people like me. I'm big into the social issues because the social issues define our fiscal issues. Right? Social issues define for me who we are as a people and how we treat one another as a people and whether or not we actually have respect for First Amendment rights, etc. Other people view it differently in the conservative realm. There are conservatives I know who say, look, I'm okay with some, you know, gun control, and they're rock solid, but you're not taking my mags, etc. But look, I mean, maybe there's these people who shouldn't have guns. There is no such thing as that on the left. They have constructed a uniculture, and unicultures are the most scary thing in the world. Because a uniculture is a culture that is bent for takeover. Because here's what the uniculture means. You are in or you are out. And if you are out, it's not that you aren't going to get to participate now. It's that we're going to crush you. Unicultures, like Google is a uniculture. So if you're conservative Google, you're done. And that's been proven through court documents. You are already considered to be non-Googler. There was a hiring manager at Google who said, of course I'm not going to hire anyone who's a conservative. Conservatives are stupid. I only hire smart people. You can't be smart and be a conservative. Therefore, you can't work at Google because conservatives are stupid. Okay, that's a uniculture. As I'm sitting and watching and show prepping and seeing what's going on in the country, I see a shutdown uniculture on the left. Forget the data. Forget how it's changed. Forget that this disease does not affect older younger people in any numbers at all. Okay, forget the fact that there are value, that is the number of people are going to be reinfected. It's not 3, it's not 2.5, it's not 2, it's not 1, it's 0.84 is the current number. And that will change as we do more tests. So none of those factors matter. Shared with you yesterday in the show, there's not a recorded instance, not one, of a child giving their parent COVID-19. Not one recorded instance. Now, maybe one will come up, but it will be a statistical aberration. Doesn't matter, keep the school shut. Okay, but it appears the kids are not very good carriers of this. Doesn't matter, keep the school shut. But the other parts of the world are opening their schools. Doesn't matter, keep the school shut. But Texas and Florida and Georgia, they've seen, one of the states saw a bump in cases, but guess what else they saw? A bump in testing. You test more, you're going to get more cases. There's been no increased rate of deaths in these states that have opened up. Doesn't matter, keep the shutdown. But we're going to see now the CDC is projecting between 20,000 and 40,000 Americans are going to die because of the shutdown. Because they have not sought medical care because they've been told to fear going outside. Doesn't matter. Keep it shut down. You see the uniculture expressed in social media. You see it this way. Some sock puppet account yesterday sent me a meme, and it was a shot of the Revolutionary War, 1776. It said on top, 1776. Of course, you know the real dates on this, but in case it said 1776, I will do anything for my country. I'll give my life for my country. Then you look down on the meme, and there's a bunch of so-called, pretend healthcare workers with their masks. Except wear a mask. I'm not wearing a mask. I refuse because I like to get my hair done. Uniculture. That's what we're fighting. Unicultures should scare everybody. Unicultures are cults. They are. Cults are unicultures. And we're seeing cultish behavior around this virus. Right? The mask day, and this, again, I can hear it. I can hear the word, I can hear in my ear right now people saying, you're going to destroy your radio career. Okay, I'm going to destroy my radio career. I didn't get into the radio business to not tell the full truth. Sorry, I'm not going to triangulate. I'm not. And this could cost me national positions, whatever. I don't care. I didn't get into this business in order to triangulate and be political. You look at the data around the masks. You look at what Anthony Fauci said around the masks. You look at social distancing having been invented by a teenager in high school. And Johns Hopkins made fun of it. In fact, warned people against it, saying it could make a catastrophe out of a manageable condition. That was Johns Hopkins when George Bush, 2006, was suggesting social distancing. But now the uniculture is building social distancing into the new rules of football. No, I've seen the document that plans for next year's football seasons. Guess what? You can't play catch. Two players can't share a ball. In high school football, uniculture. And it doesn't just exist within the response to the virus. The uniculture exists as well in statism. So what do we have? We have scientism. That is the belief that scientists are flawless. They're robots. They can't be swayed by emotion. They have no agenda. They cannot be bought. Perfect human beings. Of course, there's only one perfect human being in history, Christ Jesus, in my opinion. But that's scientism. And these flawless, robotic, perfect human beings should make all our decisions. And we're sitting here and seeing their flaws on great display. Hollywoodism. Celebrism, if you like. That's an ism. Then statism. You also have, within statism, you have the bureaucratic statists. Jack Lew. Do you remember him? Remember who Jack Lew was? Jack Lew was Barack Obama's, one of his Secretary of the Treasury. Jack Lew lied to the American people for 6 months. For 6 months, Jack Lew pretended the United States didn't borrow any money. At that time, we were borrowing. $4 out of every $10 we spent was borrowed. $4 out of every $10. Now it's going to be more. Jack Lew, because he didn't want to have an argument with Congress over extending the window to borrow, right? Remember that we have a so-called pretend debt ceiling that's not a ceiling because they keep raising it. They didn't want to have the argument with Congress because it was coming up to an election year. Barack Obama didn't want to have the argument about increasing the debt ceiling. So Jack Lew literally reported that for 6 months, the United States borrowed no money, which was a flat, unbelievable lie. And if you ever did this in your business and you told the government that you weren't borrowing money or the IRS that you weren't borrowing money, you'd go to prison. That same Jack Lew, he was in an unmasker. Jack Lew was unmasking Trump team members who were supposedly caught up in international spying. Why would the Secretary of the Treasury do that? Because the Secretary of the Treasury was just one of the Obama cabinet members, and they spread it around. Because Susan Rice had done something like 200 or maybe even 300 unmaskings. They thought, oh, that could look really bad. When the average person in her position had done five per year, she's done 300. So they started to spread it out clearly through the other cabinet members. And Jack Lew said, oh, sure. Yeah, I'll do unmasking. Yeah, I'll abuse the FISA court. I'll abuse the world's most significant spying agencies in order to spy on the candidate Trump. Yeah. That's statism. That's also Hollywoodism, celebrism, because it doesn't go reported. You compare this to Watergate, and Watergate is laughable. So it's not just the virus. It's also the refusal to report on the biggest political scandal in the nation's history ever. Then there's this. The New York Times ran an editorial that says, believe all women is a right-wing trap. This is an actual editorial dressed up all fancy-like. The writer pretends that the Democrats never said believe all women. That's what she pretends. And, of course, it's a demonstrable lie. David Smith on Facebook, as a listener to the show, said, when history is disconnected from truth in order to create a perfect present, it disallows anyone a firm foundation upon which to stand, and thus any agenda can be pushed forward. That is beautifully said. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show with a piece of news. Western Washington media doesn't want you to know, but if you care for kids, you'll want to know it. Look at this, Alex. Look at this text. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. I was just reading this text. Hysteria 51 says, LOL, your softcore conspiracy theory. They're not conspiracy theories. What I'm trying to communicate to you is there are people in the radio business who are saying, look, don't talk about the age rates and don't talk about the hiding of information and the CDC and Fauci saying don't wear masks or that masks don't work. And then he's wearing masks. And it just all sounds very conspiratorial. No, it's just describing what's going on. That's all it is. It's just telling the truth about what's going on. And when I say that gyms aren't a health risk, they're not. If you have any handle on the data that JNC pretends constantly to have, if you have the real data, then you can see for your own self that these are not health risks. I love the text. This is the other text I love. 800-465-8770, by the way, that you can do that, which doesn't need to be a book. Just complete sentences are nice. This is from the 214. Hey, Todd, speaking of Michigan, did you see they had a dam fail and a bracing for the destruction of the Dow plant? Dam was failing while Whitmer was making her media rounds. This is, I should have mentioned this. So while she, half-wit Whitmer, is making her media rounds, oh, I was calling a name, a woman who acts as though she has half a wit, Meg, or this Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, was making her media rounds and hanging out with Seth Meyers and talking about a rapper calls her the Big Gretch.
But you had a local Detroit rapper refer to you as Big Gretch. Is it safe to assume that Big Gretch is your favorite of the two?
I never knew how fond I could become of a phrase like Big Gretch, but I dig it.
It's very good. And I should say one of the many great Michigan exports is rap music. So it is high praise to get be called Big Gretch by a Detroit rapper.
Uh-oh. Alex? Yep. Are we on the air, Alex? Okay. Because for seconds, I couldn't hear anything, and I got really afraid. I thought that was the conspiracy theory. I thought they'd finally locked me out. So as she's saying that, a dam in Michigan, and it's threatening a Dow chemical plant, and Seth Meyers doesn't ask her about this. This is how insane the focus on this virus that is not a serious medical risk to 99% of us. This is how insane this has gotten. You would think that the media would might wish want to ask her, do you think you could take a break from demonizing businesses and trying to make yourself a warm, relatable human being on comedy shows and maybe look into the fact that a Dow chemical plant might be taken out in the state of Michigan? You would think there'd want to be a focus on this. Uniculture. The priority is to humanize the queen of the shutdowns. That's the priority, to humanize her, not to look into why dams are failing in Michigan. Get ready for this. This is a reminder. This comes from my dear friend, lifelong friend, Michelle, who reminded me of this. We haven't talked about this on the show. Almost 2 months ago, a proclamation was made in Washington State. You know what it did? It waived fingerprint-based background checks for individuals who would have unsupervised access to children in places like daycare, foster care, etc. Jay Inslee issued that waiver. Because, of course, COVID-19. Got to be able to get people quickly into working with kids. Because the teachers are, I was going to say they're busy. But only some are. Only the teachers who are choosing to teach are busy. Jay Inslee issued a waiver. No more fingerprint background checks on folks who are going to have unsupervised access to children. Opening the prison doors. But it's all for COVID-19. Shutting down 20 miles of roadway. It's all for COVID-19. Making it illegal for landlords to charge people rent. It's just COVID-19. That's it. It's just the virus. That's all it is. Fresh round of the Seattle Spirits next.